This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lin Mark, Kusu Chuang and Wong Xiaoning. Don't forget to take a look at the BFM Twitter account. That's at BFM Radio, because we're running a poll asking you, do you understand the Rome Statute? Do let us know what you think, because we'll be taking a look at the results of that poll throughout the rest of the morning. In the meantime, in some international headlines, in a dramatic move yesterday, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson asked the Queen to suspend the UK Parliament. This is from the 9th of September at the earliest, or the 12th of September until the 14th of October. This is 2.5 weeks before the UK is slated to leave the EU on Halloween, 31st of October.
And the Queen has approved the suspension. And if she had refused anyway, that would have been unprecedented, as the monarchy generally keeps out of politics. She's a constitutional monarch. So it's not surprising she said, okay, Bojo, you get your way.
Lucky she didn't say Bojo, didn't invite me to say yes or no.
MPs now have a narrow window to debate and pass a Brexit deal if there is one, or stop the UK leaving without a deal. Now, leaving the UK, the EU without a deal is something Johnson has already said he's ready to do.
Now, opposition Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has described the move as an outrage and a threat to the UK's democracy. And he's said that Labour is going to be working across Parliament to hold the government to account and prevent a disastrous, and I quote, no deal. So while some of the politicians are saying that this move is going to throw the UK into a constitutional and economic mess, they have to acknowledge it is quite a coup by Johnson, because the idea was floated around when Theresa May was Prime Minister, but it was a very high-risk move, which clearly she did not take, but Johnson has now opted for.
Yeah, actually, proroguing is not unusual. This normally happens at the end of one session and the start of the other, but in this particular circumstance, it's unusual because he's actually dissolved Parliament without having the end of one session. This is actually dissolving Parliament without dissolution of Parliament per se. But I think that what this effectively does is give Labour 2 weeks to come up with some sort of alternative, because otherwise that hard deadline happens, and UK will leave the union without a deal on the cards.
But then now there is this risk that UK might actually, I mean, that the MPs will then push for a vote of no confidence in the government, right? Which may lead to early elections come as soon as October, to avoid this whole no-deal Brexit.
But if that's the case, they would have to pass that vote of no confidence before the 10th of September, which is very, very soon, less than 2 weeks away. And if that's the case, there could definitely be a general election in October. And not long ago, we were speaking with Professor Simon Tormey, who's a professor of politics at the University of Sydney, and he was of the opinion that a no-confidence vote is becoming increasingly more likely because Boris Johnson's really making no friends amongst his own parliament. He doesn't seem to be making that many friends on the international stage either, because it doesn't look like he was very successful at getting EU leaders to agree to a renegotiation at the latest G7 meetings.
Yeah, and yet the signals are not that clear, because when you analyse it, right? Okay, on one hand of the equation, there's also a bunch of people that won a second referendum believing that they made the wrong decision in the first place 3 years ago. And then there's other surveys which suggest that, 54% of Brits actually want the Brexit to happen.
Yeah, I think UK is kind of divided. So there are quite significant amounts of population that want a Brexit, but they don't want a no-deal Brexit. And we seem to be heading towards that direction, or Boris Johnson seems to be willing to take the risk. Although that at this moment, I can't imagine what the economic repercussions will be. I mean, the pound has surprisingly stayed rather strong overnight. It hasn't really declined that much.
It did make a bit of a nosedive, though, yesterday. Did it recover?
It recovered overnight. So I guess there are people who are thinking that, hey, this no-deal thing is not going to happen. Somehow it will be averted.
Yeah, so what I understand from some of the news is that if there's a no-deal exit, then what happens is that the UK doesn't exist, doesn't enjoy the tariffs and the benefits that come as a result of membership. But that also means you don't have to pay the 13 billion euros every year to the union as part of its dues, essentially. And then what happens is the UK then becomes privy and becomes exposed to the rules on the WTO trade rules, which then make it a more even field, but you don't get the market that the common market offers you. And there's also repercussions in terms of the population who are working in the UK, who are from the European Union, like the Poles and the Czechs and all that, who are working in the Asdas and the Sainsbury's. They will have to go back. And then what happens then? And all the produce that are on the shelves of Sainsbury's and Tesco's, what happens to those produce, right?
And it's just also...
There's real life repercussions from
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. And there's also just loss of time in terms of the government standpoint, because the government will have to then renegotiate a whole bevy of trade deals on its own, on a bilateral basis with other countries.
And you know how long those things take.
Absolutely. Some of them, I believe, have already begun. If I'm not mistaken, South Korea is one of them that has already started talks with the UK. But, you know, there are so many countries in the world, and how many of them already have a trade deal in place with the European Union, and how many of them will now have to renegotiate with the UK if they do actually go through with their no deal Brexit at the end of October. This is going to be an ongoing conversation, though, definitely. But right now, we are coming up to a few messages for you. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.